It's PodTech.net. I'm Matt Kelly for the next year here at the Santa Monica Airport for the Alternative Car Expo, and I'm joined by Chris Buehr. He is with Miles Automotive Group. Chris, welcome to the podcast.
No, thank you.
You are distributors of a all-electric vehicle. Why don't you give us the background and the details?
Yeah, sure, no problem. Well, the exciting things about our all-electric vehicle is twofold, really. The infrastructure for electric cars already exists. It's this wonderful network that goes coast to coast, and the energy sources that they'll get this vehicle down the road are available today. Every building you see has got a 110 volt plug, and we can get our car down the road. The other thing is that this car is available right now. It's not on a blueprint anywhere. It's not a concept car. We've got a few hundred of these in a warehouse, and they're for sale right now. And that's what's exciting about Miles Automotive. This is a low speed car, particularly for federal fleets, universities, industrial campuses, where you only drive maybe 10 or 20 or 30 miles a day to do facilities maintenance, these kinds of things. This is our first step for our company. Our next step is a highway speed car. Goes much faster, looks a little sleeker, a little higher speed. And that's coming in 2008. So this is the first step. The next step is in our holy grail really is the highway speed car.
Yes. How fast can this vehicle actually go?
This vehicle goes 25 miles an hour. It adheres to the neighborhood electric vehicle regulations, for all the states.
And it's actually a four-passenger vehicle.
Four-passenger vehicle. It goes 60 miles on a charge, 25 mile an hour top end.
Are you using an acid battery or a lithium-ion battery?
This is a lead-acid battery. It's a very highly advanced lead-acid battery. It's what's called absorbed glass mat. It's a solid material. The lead-acid material is actually absorbed into the glass. And so very resilient, very durable, and efficient lead-acid battery.
And where is the car actually manufactured?
The car is manufactured in China, and we import them here to the States.
And what is the name of the manufacturer?
The name of the manufacturer of the chassis is Daihatsu, and the name of the manufacturer for the drivetrain items is called Tianjin.
And where can we find more information about Miles Automotive Group, and where are you actually located?
We're located here in Los Angeles, and if you go to milesautomotive.com, you can look up much more information there.
And your final thoughts on this little all-electric vehicle, what's coming in the future for your company and the industry?
Yeah, well, there's lots of good ideas out there, and quite frankly, everyone's gonna be able to carve out a niche in the alternative fuel environment, and we're happy to see people move along in each individual technology. It's great. Anything that keeps us from going to the gas pump to get down the road would be great, and so that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to produce a vehicle that's ready now, that's got the energy sources there now, and we're excited. We think that ultimately our highway speed car is the most important, because we're aiming that for the consumer market, people that go to work every day. I mean, these are the folks that use the most gas, and that's really the aim of our company.
And how much can we get into this vehicle for?
You get in this vehicle starting about $14,500 up into about $17,000, depending on the options and the range and that kind of a thing.
And for your highway vehicle, what are you kind of targeting for a price range?
The goal for our highway speed vehicle is under $30,000.
Very affordable. Chris Buehr from Miles Automotive Group, thanks for being on the podcast.
All right, thank you.
Great, thank you, sir. Do you have a bit